Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's keep things going here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Have the Astros just had bad luck when it comes to pitchers and elbow injuries, or do they have a systemic problem? 713-572-4610. This coming off of the heels of learning that Hayden Wesneski, one of the three players that you acquired in the trade that saw Kyle Tucker leave on his, ahead of his final season on his contract. And, you bring back Isak Paredes, who at third base has been pretty damn good for you. The glove's been good. The bat has been timely in what you need. Cam Smith, who offered a lot of excitement in spring. He's been figuring himself out. Man, defensively, at the very least, it's fun to watch him, run around in the outfield. And then Hayden Wesneski, who had been very important being technically the fifth starter, but if we were going to re-rank the starters, probably, fourth, maybe third at times starter for you. He is now likely done for the season with Tommy John. He needed that Tommy John surgery. In fact, he didn't make his way back down to Houston from Arlington because Dr. Keith Meister, he plies his trade up there, and he is pretty much the leading guy on these UCL injuries, what have in your throwing arm. So he stayed up there, got his surgery done, and, I mean, knowing what we know about Tommy John's, don't expect to see him back unless there is just the craziest miracle, which, shout out, sign me up for one of those. That's cool. I'll take it. But this is not a lone incident, right? This is to the point where you've seen this enough where you guys, as soon as I was trying to be on that hopium, y'all know me. I'm out here trying to be Mr. Hopi McGee or what have you. And when he missed or they pushed
first,
the start.
The first sign.
They pushed the start.
You got 2 days extra.
Yes.
And
just to give him some rest.
And none of us were speculating, but I did mention on the show, it seems a little weird.
And that
it
was just on the show.
A little different.
I think in the text message you were like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. In the text message, I was full smart ass.
Which, to be fair, that is who you are, and I want you to be exactly who you are in your fullness. I get that.
I'd have to go back and look, but it was pretty like, okay, well, he's
it was smarmy.
Done.
It was a smarm in there. And so there was that, and then we started getting the inflammation. It was like, oh, okay. Because he had a bad go of it once he did ultimately get out there and throw. I was like, all right, this doesn't look good. And then one thing that I had not realized until it was brought up, I believe it was Chandler Rome that brought this up, the idea that last season in Chicago, he had some forearm issues. And typically, I think 20% of the time that happens, you look up and boom, Tommy John surgery is necessary. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, that feels like that fits the trend. And lo and behold, the trend. But again, this is not an individual instance, right? Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers, who just coming off of a 3-year stint of not pitching, Christian Javier, Justin Verlander, Jose, there's a lot of these names, and it makes you look up and you go, all right, is this just a thing that's happening in baseball? Because it absolutely is. Tommy John surgeries are everywhere. There's these UCL injuries with particularly the use, but it seems like it's particular to here in a different way.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's two sort of lanes that are going on here in baseball. Lane number one is a lot of pitchers are getting hurt. A lot of pitchers are getting hurt, and there's a reason for that is being bandied about, and I think there's a lot to that.
Shout out to the 832, just right on time with the text talking about how approximately 38.8%, by the way, press pause, The idea that you say approximately and then you throw a decimal in there always bugs me.
Me too.
I'm like, that's not
me
approximate too. At that point. That's yeah. fairly exact. Yeah, that's, if we're going to be completely honest.
So he's in lane. But he's in lane number one.
38.8% of major league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery at some point in their careers.
Correct. And there's also in that lane, there's such an emphasis on velocity, which is putting extra pressure. Spin rates, which is putting extra pressure.
And can I add the complicating factor on both of those two things that you added?
Yeah.
The adherence, strict adherence by MLB of getting rid of spider tack.
So that additional is the third
grip,
one.
Guys are having to yeah. death grip these baseballs in order yes. to get. So like you have that, and then you add the amount of torque that you're having, trying to get your velo up, and then also trying to get that spin rate up.
Yeah.
Like it only seems reasonable that with all of the forces and energy that you're placing on your arm,
yeah.
that something's going to come dislodged.
And then the fourth thing, you know, it's the velocity, it's spin rate, it's there's no more spider tack. And the fourth thing is pitch clock. To me, those four things are mentioned a lot in baseball in general when you talk about, boy, there sure have been a lot of arm injuries. Boy, there sure have been a lot of Tommy John surgeries. And yes, that's lane number one. Among the teams that have had a lot of them, I got to be very clear here. There is a lot of vagary when it comes to what is reported as a quote-unquote arm injury or, you know, short of Tommy John surgery, because that becomes obvious, or out because of elbow problems. That teams are vague about it. But from the reporting that has been out there, teams like the Braves, the Orioles, the Dodgers, they've had a lot of elbow/arm injuries. But here's where we got to get to lane number two in a very difficult conversation that I hope the Astros are having, and we can have a little bit of a taste of that conversation here. The team that has had the most?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, hold on. I think I can guess. Are they in the AL?
Yes, they are.
Are they in the AL West?
Yes, they are.
Do they wear orange jerseys most of the time?
Yes, they do.
All right, I feel like it's going to be the Houston Astros.
So it is a Major League Baseball problem. He is right. In the other lane, the team that has had the most, 7 Tommy Johns since 2020, is the Houston Astros. So can you just write that off as well? A lot of teams are having arm problems because I can't. If I'm Jim Crane, if I'm Dana Brown, if I'm Joe Espada, hell, if I'm the pitching coach, there's something about, okay, yes, there are a lot of injuries, but we've had the most. That cannot be a coincidence. I'll put it this way. You can't treat it as a coincidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't even look at it like, everybody else has had. I want to know, how can we prevent this?
Yeah.
How can we slow this down?
I don't want to hear about everybody else.
I don't care about everybody else, man. Like, nah, this is. We need to keep our guys healthy.
Yeah, and the impression that I've gotten from guys who are, I guess, closer to the game than I am, is the way that I'll put it, is that they almost feel like major league teams have gotten to a place, especially the teams that really lean into the analytics of it all and trying to get the pitching better, which I think the Astros would fit into, at the very least in the previous iteration of the front office. Maybe not exactly in the same way this iteration, but I think you know what I mean. Leaning into spin rate and velo as, indicators and things that you can adjust to try and make pitching more successful. I think that they have all kind of come to a place where they look at it and they go, the number that we talked about, damn near 40% of pitchers will have Tommy John. Well, this is an inevitability. And so we'll treat this kind of like a running back.
Yeah.
Where you use the yards that you can use until you can't no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like that's kind of the way that teams play it in general. And to some degree, maybe the Astros play it where it's just like, look, we know that there's going to be a surgery in this. This is the cost of doing business. That's what the money is for, to quote Mad Men. And so until that surgery pops up, let's see what we can get at you. Let's have you, have the velo as high as possible and, blow by people. Let's have that spin rate up and get the movement that we're looking on your pitches and shape them right. And yeah, we might lose you, but hopefully we're going to play the game in such a way where we're going to get some really great pitching until we lose you for a year, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we can do it again.
But I'm with Figgy on this, and I think most Astros fans should be here as well. I get it. Everybody deals with arm injuries. Everybody deals with Tommy John surgery. But why aren't we 20th? Why are we first in the most number of Tommy John surgeries and arm problems? How come we're first? I think we need to look at our own organization, our own way of doing business, and figure out, because 15th, hell, I'll take 15th most in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But we're first. I think you need to look at philosophies. I think you need to look at, I think you need to look at the 6-man rotation. Are you doing it too much? Are you not doing it enough?
Yeah, there's something there's absolutely a question to be asked about, and I'll probably reach out to somebody and see like what their opinions are, because the notion of going from, that regular rest and moving it around in order to, we're going to do now six man and changing up those days.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a repetitive season and such a repetitive nature of things. If you're doing this in a way that I guess is right, without a better word to use there. And it seems like the Astros are very willing to shift that up in a way. I go, does that affect what's happening here? Do we then also factor in non-pitcher injuries? Because it feels like they don't really have good luck in that.
Yeah.
And at that point, do we then take this away from luck and look at what are your practices medically the way up and down the organization? Which would be a damn shame, a crying shame, considering where we are in Houston, Texas, a place that is regarded as one of the best healthcare places in the world.
At minimum, I'm asking questions. At minimum, I'm looking and doing some deep dives and research and data and philosophies. Like I said, you can argue 6-man rotations are good. You can damn sure argue they're bad. Guys that are every 4th day, he's out there working on his arm strength. It's getting stronger, the mechanics and everything else. I think you can look at mechanics. I think you can look at training staff. Yeah. Rehab. Why are we the worst? Why are the Astros the absolute worst in a game in which there's a lot of problems? Why are we the worst?
Yeah, and look, it could be a coincidence where, a couple more people had to have Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. But me, if I'm in that organization, I'm like, look, we need to get off number one.
Yeah.
We need to let's change up something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to look out for these guys, because this is a lot. Otherwise, we need to start investing in more pitching.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like this, or if it is what it is, mm-hmm. and this is how it is, we need to get more pitching. We need to get more people.
What?
I like how you threw that. It is. He didn't even hear it.
Oh, I didn't even. It went right past me. I was getting your point, though. I got your point.
So you're saying you understand what it means then?
No, because he just threw that in for no reason at all.
No, it made sense. No, okay, so this question came in on the text line. How many of them have happened since Brent Strom left 2021? Do you happen to have the timeline on
it? Verlander was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
McCullers Jr. was the whole time, pretty much.
That is fair. I hate to laugh at that, but that is fair.
Since then, Luis Garcia, JP France, we didn't mention him.
Right.
As well, Urquidy and Wesneski.
All right, so the question then that comes up, there's two of them, obviously, because this came up because of Wesneski. Does this at all impact the way that you view that trade? Because somebody was talking about, obviously he came from the Cubs. Their chance that they traded him with the knowledge that he could get injured. I don't think that there was a immediate risk, but once, like I mentioned,
he had physical.
He had that forearm injury, and that seems to be some level of precursor, and it kind of played out here. But then secondly, and I guess you decide where you want to go with this, is it worth the squeeze here? And this is the part that I feel real uncomfortable about, because I try to be a person of the people and recognize that we're talking about human beings here.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does seem like teams have kind of made the calculation of the injury is going to happen and it is worth the squeeze in order to get the pitching results. Do you believe that to be the case for these Astros?
I mean, I think that's a possibility. I think that's one of the many things you look at. It's your own philosophy as an organization. I cut you off for a second, but I'm talking about everything from, do you send pitchers or players in general, if you want to extend it, to Puerto Rico too much? Are they playing year round too much? I think you look at that. I think you look at, you know, the rotation, as I mentioned, training staff, rehab strategies, mechanics, pitching coach. All I'm saying is there's too much money on the line. There's too much on the line to, on the one hand, acknowledge, yes, it's going to happen, but why the hell are we the worst at it?
Yeah, well, I mean, worst at it when it comes to health outcomes, literally, but I think that there's something to be said for, and again, I find myself in a place where I feel like I'm advocating for use them and lose them, right? Which, again, that's makes me feel real dirty, what have you. And again, that's what the money's for, I guess, to some degree. But that is, I imagine that that's part of it, like part of the reason why you have the so-called car wash, where you can bring in a Yusei Kikuchi and kind of utilize the way that, you know, make his stuff better, or at least utilize his stuff differently.
Yeah.
And then go out there and have him play well, or pitch better. Rather, have you have some of these other pitchers play maybe above what you would have anticipated them throwing. And some of that is being able to dig into these revolutions and dig into this velocity and these various things and get those at a higher level. And I do think that there might be a case that is worth making, that, you know, the juice is worth the squeeze. It is just deeply uncomfortable to get to that place. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it shows up more so when you're in this place now that you are, compared to previous years, where it felt like you had an abundance of guys that you could turn to. And right now, these are all stacking up in a time where you're like, we kind of need these guys to be the pillars on which we built what this team is.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with you on that. I think it seemed like it is similar to the running back position too, where it's like they're only giving you a couple years and then they ready to move on, or they not ready to pay you type thing, because they feel like, you know, in age that you kind of washed a little bit. Maybe that's the case. I mean, I'm not sure, but maybe that's the case. And they did get some good squeeze out of the pitchers that did have Tommy John. Like, you got some good Luis Garcias and all that type of stuff. So,
see, I think that might be part of it for some organizations. I'm not saying the Astros, but necessarily for like replacement level pitchers. But when you got some studs out there, man, you know, that you don't want, you want them to last.
But how do you piecemeal that?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, how do you?
But it seemed like the studs do last, though. Like, I mean, it's not like you throwing Verlander to the side and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he come back strong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Luis Garcia going to come back strong. It seemed like he haven't been the same since he had to change up his pitching form or whatever.
Yeah. His
so, I'm, like, I don't know if players like that is going to come back strong, where it's worth keeping around like that.
All I'm saying is, you have to do something. You can't just say, oh, well, that's baseball. Oh, well, that's the price of doing business. Oh, well, you know, they're replaceable. It's the business side and the ugly business side of the sport. I don't think you're in a place when you're worst that you can just do that.
Can I go to the consulting firm of Lopez and Gilliard right quick, if you don't mind? So I have a client for you. It's the Houston Astros. They're trying to figure out how they handle these circumstances with injuries. What would you recommend for them? Would it be like overhaul, do an expansive research into the way that you handle pitching? At least we'll focus in there, and maybe the way that you teach it, the way that you train it, the way that you develop it, or what have you. Would it maybe be just maybe don't invest as much money in that space, understanding that eventually everybody's going to have this here surgery? It would be something else.
I think you got to start with the internal. You got to look internally. You know, why, you know, we get it, but why are we having such bad luck?
I
can't just be luck.
I would start internally and say, hey, show me how you showing these pitchers how to pitch, or, you know, go through your rehab. Let me check the medical record. Let me see all of this stuff to see.
Yeah.
Because maybe it could be a coincidence. It might be a coincidence. I don't know. But
I just don't want to rely on it being a coincidence.
My eyebrow will raise to look like, damn, like another Tommy John?
Yeah.
I was going to say we could continue to watch the space, but it's kind of hard when you have so many pitchers on the IL already. But this is a fascinating thing that I might want to see if I could do a little more digging on kind of some of the perspectives around the league, if I can get to that. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.